My First Alexander Hamilton by Howard Rosenberg. The repairman exits the elevator, hurries past through my lobby, his eyes aimed at something in his hands, each as large as a baseball glove. He looks like a father. Highways of wrinkles fork on his forehead. A $10 bill lies on the elevator's floor. It's 6 inches, a mile of money. Hamilton smiles at me. My pupils enlarge. I never liked Aaron Burr. The city built the projects in 1950, each building a brick fortress. The elevator only accepts my Schwinn when I turn its front wheel in. I peer through its outer door's porthole. The repairman's right hand touches the handle on my fortress's front door. The metal monster, a two-arm strain for kids my age. It springs open. I watch him depart. My mind duels itself. Stop, never near my lips. The elevator whisks me to the safety of my apartment's obscurity. Guilt plants the seed. I own one pair of shoes. Each Friday evening, my mother gives me one George Washington. I'm 9 years old. Another school day ends. I return to the lobby. It's empty. The elevator's elsewhere. He could be in it. I scamper up the stairs. The projects house war vets and their families. My father served in the cavalry. The bill disappears beneath my money box. Inside, pennies, nickels, one quarter. My Hamilton departs. Comic books, candy, Tarzan, licorice. I can't remember the repairman's face. The seed flowers.